Hi, this is Wendy Wesley with St. Pete Eats, and this is where we talk about farms and gardeners, food pantries, food policy within the city of St. Petersburg. And today I am working at Daystar, which I try and do every Wednesday and Friday. And we had very, very, very little damage here at Daystar. We're doing some cleanup of the beds. We've lost a couple of trees. And what we're doing is preparing our beds for planting. We were going to put some seedlings in the ground today, but we are concerned about possibly another storm, and it just could be a very, very heavy rain event. We really don't know, but those delicate seedlings in the ground will not hold up to a very, very, very heavy rainstorm. So we're just going to hold off on getting those seedlings in the ground. Daystar as a pantry is open and is involved in some relief efforts. So if your family does need food, we are open and we have food available if that's something that you need. I know that a lot of other food pantries like the St. Pete Free Clinic and several other food pantries are open and running at this time for people who have needs for food. So I'd like to talk a little bit about food safety and maybe some alternatives to gas station snacks. The reason I want to talk about this is that perhaps ultra-processed foods, salty snacks, especially in this heat, that can really give you a little burst of energy, but it may not be good for the long term. I've been inside some gas stations and kind of observing what are the alternatives to chips and kind of cheesy snacks and honey buns and other things like that. And I've observed that a lot of gas stations will have apples and bananas because those are the fruits that really stay around for a while. And so a gas station may be more inclined to have those kinds of foods. I always recommend water over sports drinks, especially if those sports drinks are heavily sugared. Those high sugar beverages can actually dehydrate you. So water is a great choice. If you're really working outside, working up a sweat, please replace those electrolytes with water and some fruit like a banana or a sports drink if you really are burning up a big sweat outside and you need to replace those electrolytes. Most gas stations have things like nuts and seeds and dried fruit or trail mix. I always recommend that snack over a chip or some kind of a salty, kind of floury cracker. The reason is the fat and the protein in those nuts and seeds will stay with you for a long time and give you much more sustained energy than a quick burst of a potato chip or some other kind of cookie or something. However, maybe now is not the time to get fussy about nutrition, and maybe now is just the time to put what is put in your body what you're craving because of the stress going on. I certainly don't want to dictate nutrition standards to anybody, but if you are looking for some better choices for foods on the go, those are what I recommend. Our nuts, our seeds, our dried fruit, whole fruit like bananas and apples, and of course, good old-fashioned water. And with that, I'll sign off from Daystar. I thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay hydrated, stay nourished, and we'll bounce back together. Thanks. Bye-bye.